The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
By calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on USA Radio. On GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in a chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you really want to know, if you really want to be involved, you can always send me an email, like I said, to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Now, here we go. Okay, much better. Again, so many distractions, and look at how much over the last day or two, with everything going on with the Trump stuff, right? Look at how the Trump supporters are being villainized, and the anti-Trump people, nothing, right? Think about it. So we're not really hearing about how many people were arrested. You're getting bits and pieces of it, but it's not in mainstream media anywhere. Why is that? Why do you think that is? Right? Because they don't want you to see the negatives of what's going on. Again, I'm stuck on this thing where these are not protests. These are riots. Okay? I mean, tell me where I'm wrong. Protests. You get out there with your signs. You're at opposite corners. Right? You're screaming about how... I don't want to say screaming. You're yelling. You're participating. Right? And you're on your corner, and you go, Trump is bad. You're in another corner going, no, Trump is great. That's what a protest is. You can put up all the signs you want to. You can come up with all the fancy catchphrases you want to. The minute you start going over to the other side, you start kicking over barriers, and you start doing things like that, it's no longer a protest. It now becomes a riot. It now becomes an assault. I'm okay with protesting. I am not okay with rioting. In Baltimore, those weren't protests. Those were riots. They burned a store down. Okay, breathe, Joe. All right, schools such as Missouri, Brown, Harvard, and the University of Wyoming will host lavender graduations. There's a new human rights campaign out there pushing for things to change. Now, over 100 colleges and universities will be hosting a separate graduation ceremony for the LGBTQ and ally students this spring. That's according to the Human Rights Campaign, the Lavender Graduation. Now, that's a reference to pink triangles Nazi-forced gay men to wear. I didn't know about that. Let me try that again. This is a reference to pink triangles that Nazis forced gay men to wear. Why would you... See, I'm thoroughly confused with the way these people think. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too dumb to figure it out. So we have to remove the N-word out of books like you know, Huckleberry Finn and such. Right? We've got to take the Confederate flags down off the walls because we don't want any markings, any thoughts, any any reminders of what took place, you know, during those era, during those times in history. But what we're going to do is we're going to bring back a symbol of what the Nazis used to point out that somebody was gay during the war. Can somebody help me figure this out? I don't get it. I don't quite understand what they're shooting for here. Now, the graduations are intended to provide a sense of community for minority students who often experience tremendous culture shock at their impersonalized institutions. Impersonalized. Well, the institutions aren't supposed to be personal, are they? Right? There's a big group of diverse people that come there. How personalized can it be? The HRC also says that the Lavender graduation is often the payoff for staying in school. No, I was under the impression that the payoff is the diploma you get for staying in school, right? Or no? Or am I thoroughly confused here? And and friends and families find these smaller, more ethnic ceremonies both meaningful and personal. So what they're doing is they're breaking up graduation so you don't have, 300, 400 people at one time graduating. So now they're smaller groups, and they're segregating them off, right? So the African-Americans are in one place, and maybe gay and lesbians are in another. I don't know. They went on to say the ceremony is a cultural celebration, here we go, to recognize LGBTQ students of all races and ethnicities and aims to encourage them to mentor their young peers, as well as to recognize their contribution to the various universities. So it is. It's a form of segregation. Is it not? Am I wrong? Now, the tradition began in 1995 after the founder, Ronnie Sanio, alleges she was not allowed to participate in children's graduation because of their sexual orientation has since spread to... Yeah, I don't believe this. I'd have to go check this. She couldn't participate in her child's graduation because of her sexual orientation? Now, she was at a Catholic university. Really? That's a shock? Do people not understand how this works? Joe Phillips joins me, or Joseph T. Phillips will join me after the break. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up. Seriously.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Show. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Well, you know, he's the first time he's been on the show, but I've always been watching his career. I've been watching what he writes. I love some of the stuff he writes. We belong to the same group. You know, so many of you check me out up on Liberty Alliance. Joseph is also a writer at Liberty Alliance as well. I've got Joseph C. Phillips on the line with me. He's an actor and a conservative writer. Joseph, hey, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yeah. You know, something caught my eye today. You know, I talked to you earlier, but something that caught my eye today was You had written about what's been going down now. Whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, to me, is not the conversation. The conversation is around what's going on, at his, when he's doing his speaking engagements and what have you, and he's doing his rallies. You've got these thugs. You've got these crooks out there, as far as I'm concerned, that are really causing some trouble. They're not protesting. They're rioting. But when you call somebody a thug nowadays, they consider it a racist thing. Although, as far as I'm concerned, there are thugs of every color, every size, and every walk of life. What do you say?
Well, I don't know that I would call them riots, all of them riots. Certainly, I think when you start jumping on cars and doing that kind of thing, then you are you're right up against the line at the very least. But see the thing that's happening culturally, it's not just about Trump, though. It's about whatever the left doesn't like. The thing I posted today was an acquaintance of mine was supposed to speak at a major university, and being funded by private dollars, not public dollars, private dollars, and the invitation was rescinded because the department chair is afraid of the protesting and what might happen on the campus, threats and that kind of thing. And that is thuggery. Intimidation, when you move to prevent other citizens from engaging in their rights, that's being a thug. And in many cases, it's criminal. And I think that we don't serve ourselves by trying to make it nice. I think we can all admit that there are different types of thugs and that maybe this has not risen quite to the level of being mugged in a back alley. But listen, the fact is that there's something very similar that happens to both of these acts of thuggery, and that has to do with it's a violent act, preventing people from moving, preventing people from going where they want to go, preventing people from exercising their rights is a type of theft. Moreover, the goal of all of this behavior is not peaceful dialogue, not interaction. It is intimidation, and they want to shut people down, shut them up. And
I mean, you're right. I mean, isn't it hypocritical though that when we speak out against it, we say, look, if this isn't free speech, this isn't you exercising your free speech, they're yelling back at us saying, yes, you are, but what are they trying to do? They're trying to stop somebody from speaking. Do they not see this? Are they not bright enough to figure this out?
That's an excellent question. You have to wonder, do they really not get it, or do they get it and they don't care because they are more noble, they are good, other people are bad, they are more compassionate, et cetera, et cetera. They are doing it for the good. Other people's motives are questioned.
Right.
And that actually, sadly, is what I think it really is that their view of the world is one that they are good, that they are filled with compassion, that their behavior is noble and honorable, and that the people who disagree with them are evil and dishonorable and therefore not due the same respect and rights that they enjoy.
You know, Joseph, I could sit with somebody that's 180 degrees from me, and I have, and I do have friends I do this with, and we could be just totally, I'm against it, you're for it, end of discussion, great, let's go have a cup of coffee. We can walk away from the discussion, have a spirited discussion, and everything's fine with us. But it seems more and more and more that's not the case, that you hit on it in your conversation. They're good, we're bad, or they're bad, we're good, whatever it is, and that's what we step out on. We've forgotten that, first of all, we are Americans first. The party thing has to come second. We come at things from a different viewpoint. But we're not haters. Isn't it funny how when they're against something, when they stop us from doing something, they're doing the righteous thing. When we do it, it's because we hate. It makes absolutely no sense to me.
No, it doesn't. It's very disheartening. And the little post that I put up on Facebook today, I just had this woman's face in my head, and I began to get really angry with her because I thought, in myself, I'm thinking she can't be so obtuse that she doesn't understand that because I disagree with her, I can't go and block her driveway and say you can't come out the house. That is not peaceful protest.
No.
That, you know, that because I don't like something she does, that I can then prevent her from moving freely and conducting business as she chooses. And her response is, no, but these people are passionate. They're very concerned. Well, maybe I'm very concerned. Maybe I think you're fat. And so I'm going to snatch the McDonald's hamburger out of your hand, or I'm going to block the entrance and you not allow you to. Do you understand that you can't do that? That's not protest, that is bullying, and that you have now become a thug. And the only thing that separates you, you know, from a brown shirt is that you're not wearing a brown shirt and you don't have jack boots on. And the scary thing is, Joe, the scary thing is they don't even, I don't think.
Go ahead. Hey.
I don't know.
But wait a minute.
We're
up.
They really don't realize how close they are.
No.
To actually doing that. But I'll tell you this.
Hold, Joseph, you got to take a pause. I believe in capitalism. We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. My guest is Joseph C. Phillips. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Listen, there's a gazillion ways, yes, that's a real number, to get involved in the show. You can hop up on the website where we have a live chat room going on. You can head over to therealside.com where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the chat room. I got a little box up on the top right-hand side. Give me your email address because all I'm doing is sending out every week. I let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to discuss. Yes, I have advertisers and sponsors on there, but you don't have to buy anything. I'd like it if you did, but you don't have to buy anything. I don't force it on you. Unlike healthcare, I don't knock on your door, make you pay, to give you a penalty if you don't. But you know what? It's how we get to stay on the air. So help out. Get involved on the email thing. Check out my writers online, therealside.com. You know, they work hard at writing some of those stories, and you let them know how you feel. You don't like it, tell them you don't like it. You like it, tell them what a great job they're doing. That's how we keep going. That's how we enjoy each other. And you got to get informed. I don't care what you write to me, joe@therealside.com. I want you to be informed. I want you to be engaged, and I want you to be involved. I've got Joseph C. Phillips on the line with me. He's the first time on the show, and I'm enjoying him. I've also enjoyed his writing in the past. He's an actor and conservative writer. Joseph, again, thanks for joining me tonight.
Well, I'm having a good time.
Good, good, good. Well, you know, it's called The Real Side for a reason. It's no holes barred. We've got to be able to talk about this stuff, even amongst each other. Even conservatives are afraid to call each other out on the carpet. And I was telling you during the break, I'm going to wait for that because we were on with what was going on with our young people just before the break, and I want to finish up with that.
Oh, yes. We were talking about the left and the right, and yeah. One of the things that I've told my sons from a very early age is that they, the left, they hate us. They don't disagree with us. They hate us. And I'm a bit of a pessimist. I am convinced that we will be in deep into a I think the Civil War has already started, the next Civil War, but I think that the bodies will begin to pile up. Maybe not while I'm still alive, but I think during my son's lifetime. And the first shots will be fired by the left. The scary thing to me is that the right, and I'm not talking about, during the break we were talking about the extreme right. I'm not talking about them. I'm just talking about people who are conservative, even very conservative people. That's not very is not the word I was looking for, but I think you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
we would not think, because we want people to be left alone, to be free to think and do what they want, get out of my pocketbook,
yep.
Don't come over my house and tell me how to raise my kids, just stay, if you don't like me, go away and go someplace else. I'm fine without you. So we would not be the ones to line people up and shoot them. They will, because they want people to behave the way that they want them to behave, do what they want them to do, spend where they want us to spend, sell where they want us to sell,
Joseph,
believe
to
what
your
they
point.
Want us to believe.
Well, Joseph, to your point, you know, there you know, people who deny, or scientists who deny climate change, they actually want to prosecute. You know, I mean, even the AG said some of these companies and some of these people that come out against climate change, they're going to be looking at them to prosecute them. Think about what you're saying is 100% on.
Yeah, I know.
<It's> scary.
I know. They can't wait, and that's one of the reasons they hate the Second Amendment. They talk about, no, we like the Second Amendment. We just want to bring common sense. And then when you ask, well, what common sense changes would you make that would have prevented whatever just happened? They can't tell you.
No.
And ultimately, then when you listen to them talk when they're together, what they really want is to do away with the Second Amendment altogether. They want no one to have guns, except the people who they want to have guns. I'm telling you that this is the direction that we're headed. And you see how they're behaving, how turning cars over, blocking streets, yelling and screaming. If you show up to speak on campus, they're going to rip down the signs. They're going to prevent people from entering the room to even hear you.
Well, look at what we've done. I wasn't going to go down this road, but you're sending me down this road. Look what we've done to our kids, and I'm saying the collective we here. You know, you've got a bunch of kids now that need trigger rooms. I'm sorry, they need trigger warnings. They need safe rooms. They don't want to, you know, you've got kids going to Harvard Law School that want to take a class on criminal law, but they don't want to talk about rape because it's very offensive to them. So, I mean, what did we raise? What did we do to our children?
Joe, I don't think I had anything to do with that.
Well, listen, my kids aren't like that either. But my kids aren't like that either. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, we started in the 80s without, we don't want to do scores. We don't want the kids to feel bad. You know, we don't want to mark their papers with red pen because then they're going to feel bad about themselves. What the heck did we do as a generation to these kids?
I think it's a couple of things. People always talk about the frogs in the pot.
Oh, yeah.
They just
yeah.
turn up the heat a little bit. And it just brought to mind, in fact, I can't remember the quote. There's something that the founders say in the Declaration of Independence, which is essentially, I'm not quoting it correctly, which is that people can stand abuse for a long time, a little bit at a time, but it comes a point at which it becomes overwhelming and too much. I wish I could call it right off the top of my head. I can't remember I can't quote it exactly. But that's essentially what they're saying, and I think that's part of it. And so now here we are in 2015, and we look around, and we see this nonsense happening on our college campuses, and people yelling and screaming and crying and needing therapy, counseling after just insanity, silliness. And I think because all the silliness happened over a course of time and nobody stopped and said, enough, no, we're not going to go down that road. That's stupid. But, you know, somebody has to stand up like the kid in The Emperor with No Clothes and say, doesn't he look dumb? He's naked. And so far, I don't think anyone has said that.
No one has
stood up and said, this is dumb.
You may get in trouble for that, though. You may get in trouble for that because you're making somebody feel bad. You can't make somebody feel bad.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. I think I'm trying to do my part. But you know, a lot of times you feel like you're just preaching to the choir. Yeah. Somebody is, but we've got to put our foot down. Yeah. And that was one reason I was so excited when the president of, what was it, Ohio State?
Uh-huh.
The kids came in and they were going to occupy one of the campus buildings. And he said, no, you're not. You can sit here all day if you want to, but at the end of business, you're not out of here, you're going to be arrested. And if you don't get up and walk out of the building, they're going to pick you up and they're going to put you in a paddy wagon. And then we're going to expel you.
God bless him.
A couple of them didn't believe him, and that's exactly what he did. And I had to applaud. I said, finally, somebody who's not going to wring their hands and whimper and cry and kowtow to this nonsense.
Well, the academia is filled with these people, though, all the way from the presidents all the way down. And until we start getting some people there with backbones, with principle and integrity, this is what our colleges are going to be putting out. Come on. You see some of these kids, I won't paint with a broad brush, but you see some of these kids coming out of college and they don't know the basics. They could be coming out of economic classes. They don't know the basics about economics. They'd be coming out of political science classes. They don't know the difference between socialism, communism, any of this stuff.
Fascinating. I'm amazed at how many people who, well, A, don't know anything about economics, but somehow are voting and influencing economic policy or policies that influence our economics, the free transfer of goods and services between people. And then there are people who should know because they are economists. And I met John Law.
Joseph, we got to hold on. We got to go for another break. I want to talk about this on the other side.
Okay.
I'm Joe with Senior Health. You're listening to me and Joseph C. Phillips. We're talking about the economy on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Warm up your coffee. Do what you got to do so you can sit still for the next segment. We'll be right back.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. So hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Whole bunch of stuff going on up there. I want to get right back to my guest because I don't want to waste any time. I'm having a good time with him. Joseph C. Phillips joins me today on the air. It's the first time he's been on the show, but hopefully he'll have him back many times. He's an actor and conservative writer. Joseph, again, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
You know, just before we have little movie clips to play before we come back in, and that one was from Blazing Saddles. And, you know, think about Mel Brooks today. Mel Brooks could not, I don't know if anything that Mel Brooks could write would actually be able to be played today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of satire. One of the things that cracks me up is that some of the outspoken liberal comics have been attacked by the monster that they created.
That's
where
right.
They show up on the college campuses and then the college kids aren't laughing because you can't say that. You can't make fun of people like that. You can't that's racist, that's sexist, that's whatever.
I know.
Oh, please, can lighten up a little bit.
Lighten up and giggle. It's not the end of the world. That's why I was, I come from an Italian heritage, so I like making fun of Italians, and it's lighthearted. None of my relatives would call me all kinds of names to kind of laugh along with me. Let me get this back on track, though. We were talking about the economy on the other side of the break and how even these kids graduating, young people, excuse me, not kids, some of them act like kids, but how these young people are graduating today. They're graduating from economic schools, and they really have no clue as to the foundation of how the economy works.
Well, that is one of the most amazing things to me, that in spite of, I think part of the reason is some of it is just they to stay in school, or they stay in their heads, they stay in theory. And then there are other people who actually go out and get in the meat and bones of the economy and economics, so they know how things work in the real world. Now, I've never had an economics course. I've read books, but I also own my own business. If you want to learn how economics works, then own your own
That's
business.
That's right.
We had a restaurant. I don't mean, like, you know, as an actor, you also own your own business. That's what I'm talking about, although you learn some economic lessons that way as well. No, I mean have to go down to the city and file paperwork. I mean have to have people come into your joint and look around, and then you have to fill out more paperwork, paying fees, meet a payroll, and then let's talk. Economics.
You know, Joseph, pause that for a second, because I've been trying to explain to people who think that McDonald's and the rest of these guys, especially restaurants, you know, the $15 an hour thing won't hurt them. You know, they'll make millions of dollars. And I say, no, it doesn't work that way, because the average owner is a Joseph C. Phillips and his wife. The average owner are, you know, couples, husband and wife, teens that have mortgaged their homes or put their savings into these restaurants. And, you know, when you're trying to figure out what your payroll is going to be, there's not just payroll. There's matching taxes. There's workman's comp. There's insurance. There's Obamacare. A $15 an hour worker is closer to $21 an hour for somebody like you, correct?
Yes. There are costs. What you're saying is costs over and above just what you pay them for the hours, because you do have bookkeeping, and then you do have to pay tax. You have to pay into the unemployment, and then now you have to provide, depending on how big you are, you have to provide health care. There's all these other costs. One of the things that drives me nuts is I've had several conversations with people who, and this is online, and everybody's an expert online.
That's right.
And I don't claim to be an expert. I just claim to have some knowledge about what I'm talking about, a little bit. Of knowledge. Well, like you say, they say, well, these people, they make all this money. They don't have to raise their prices, blah, 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 blah. And then I just ask a simple question. I say, what of revenue, what percentage are your labor costs? And in the restaurant, what are your food costs? What percentage? And then what is your rent? Your marketing, your cleaning supplies, all of that. What percentage of your revenue is that? Well, the first thing is they have no idea, because they really have not run a business. So when I tell them that, do you realize what the margins are in the restaurant business? There was an article, who was former CEO of McDonald's, said that the margins were, what did he say, 6 cents on every dollar. If you go and you talk to, then that's probably a really successful McDonald's.
Right.
Otherwise, you're talking about 2 cents, 1 cent on every dollar.
It's all about quantity. Yeah, it's all about, I've got friends of mine that own McDonald's. So the ones that make money are the ones that own three and four of them. You don't make...
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't make
you don't
money off of one.
On one.
Yeah, no, they don't. And again, when they hear what McDonald's makes, he goes, guys, that's the corporate office. The other thing is, when you hear what somebody's making in their business, understand that they've got to put money aside for, I won't even say for R&D with a small. You've got to replace equipment. You've got boilers you have to replace at times. You know, you've got microwaves. You've got toasters. You've got all this stuff you have to replace and upgrade at times, and people don't see that. All they see is that dollar, and that's why I say to you, they don't understand basic. These kids coming out of college don't understand the basic economy and how it works. Makes me nuts.
No, they want a living wage, and they want to pay people all of this money for to basically be unskilled labor. What is fascinating? Now, listen, I want to say this part first, which is I don't sneer at anybody working for a living,
nope.
A job, good, honest work, and I respect that. But the fact of the matter is there was a time when you had to know how to do math to be a cashier.
Yep.
Now, they don't even put the numbers there. They put, you have to read, because you just press the button of what sandwich it is.
Yes.
And then it tells you how much change. You don't have to count anything. And in some places, they just put the picture. So we're really talking about unskilled labor.
Big time.
And
yeah.
You should be paid depending on how much you're contributing to the bottom line. And that is what your value is. It's not what somebody downtown or in Washington says your value is. Because they're not in the business. They're not in the industry.
No.
They look and they say the same thing. Oh, you should be able to pay it. Easily, you can pay it. Well, the fact of the matter is, guess what? When margins are that slim, labor costs go up by 15%.
Yeah, bingo. You got, again, I keep bringing it back to the fact that you've got, these are mom and pop operations. They're not all these, you know, major operations. And when you've got, when you're doubling wages to a degree, that's what you're going to be doing over a period of 2 or 3 years. You know what? You may have to cut the workforce. Somebody's out of a job someplace. And it can't be the owner.
No, the owner, and this is the reality for us. And this is something that I've been able to share, I guess, happily, some of my experience. Because the other thing that people don't understand that happens is, and because we always talk about, well, the owner will have to raise their, owner will raise their price. Well, an owner can only raise his prices so much.
Yep.
The first thing that happens is, because people are value conscious.
Yep.
So the first thing that happens when you raise your prices is that you lose revenue. You don't increase revenue. You lose revenue because you lose customers. Because there are a swatch of customers who already think your prices are too high, and you raise them, then they won't shop. They won't come to your spot anymore. So then you have to build your customer base back up. So, and then there becomes a point at which you can't raise your prices above a certain point. So then what do you do? Because you still only have $1. And you got to, in order to make a profit, which is why you're in business, not to support the community, which is another idiotic thing I've heard people say.
People
start
love that.
Business to support the community. No, they shouldn't. They should start business to make money. And if they're successful at their business, then that helps the community.
Joseph, we're coming
provide
up on...
They jobs a place to go sit and work your computer or whatever. You know, what helps the community.
We're coming up on the time here, but to your point real quick, you know, when we had our business, once we got successful, once we got a decent cash flow, we were able to give a lot of resources and time back to the community because that's what I wanted to do. But it wasn't my first goal. My first goal was to have a successful business. That's, you know, that helps everything. All right, tell people really quick, how can they read your writings, how they can learn more about Joseph C. Phillips?
Well, my Twitter is at Joseph C. Phillips. My Facebook is Joseph C. Phillips. And my website is josephcphillips.com. So that's all very easy to remember. At Joseph C. Phillips, josephcphillips.com. And Joseph C. Phillips on Facebook.
Yeah, you're making it way too easy, Joseph, I got to tell you. Hey, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, we'll be back at the top of the hour. Got a lot of stuff. I'm not telling you. You're going to have to hang in to find out what we're going to talk about, but you know we'll have a lot of fun. Anyway, go warm up your coffee. Do what you got to do. Come on back, because I'll still be here.